Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Bing. You're listening to the man who's screaming from the rooftops for the big banks to help out America's small businesses, the Robin Hood of small business.
Now, don't be so with the banks. How? We fired our CEO and he barely got out with $50 million.
That poor man, is he okay?
Well, as okay as you can be in the north of France.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure, especially when I get a chance to bring you our good friend Barbara Weltman, who is an original founding member of our Brain Trust. We've already celebrated her 16th anniversary as a member of our Brain Trust, an abiding supporter of all the things that I do and all the things that you do, whether you know it or not. She's our good friend Barbara Weltman. Welcome back to the show.
Oh, thank you.
Author, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, author of all of the J.K. Lasser series of Small Business Taxes books, including 2014, J.K. Lasser's Small Business Taxes 2014, right, Barb?
That's right. This is for 2013 returns and year-round tax planning.
And Smooth Failing, which is an exciting e-book you got, right? It's a living book.
It's a living book. E-book. We've been adding chapters along the way.
How about that? How about that? I still owe you one. You're mad. No, and thank you for not being too mad at me. Barbara, thank you for being here. And what's going on? What are you seeing out there that my folks and I need to know about?
Well, there's a lot of stuff going on. Well, I think one of the main headlines has to do with the extension of the 55 tax breaks that expired at the end of 2013.
Yeah.
So now we're nearing the midpoint of 2014, and we don't know what the tax rules are.
Hey, Barbara, hold on a second.
Yeah.
Are you feeling deja vu like me?
Well, I tell you how many deja vus.
How many years have you and I stood here at mid-year over the last 16 years? When tax cuts were hanging in the balance and businesses didn't know how to invest, how to plan, how to build strategy, how to hire people, how to talk to customers. How many years have you and I stood here at this time of the year and our government was literally still jerking Main Street around?
Well, it's been almost every other year.
Yeah.
Almost.
Well, some of this stuff's been every year, Barbara.
But mostly, if we had to average it, so out of 16 years, at least 8 times.
I agree with that, over 16 years. Yeah, and that's you know what, Barbara? That's unacceptable.
It is unacceptable. It is, because it just shows a complete lack of understanding about how businesses run, a complete... I don't know, arrogance is the right word, but just like, well, who cares about what's going on there? It's our, you know, political maneuverings here that's more important.
Yeah, well, exactly. Behaviors have consequences, Barbara, don't they? What do we got to do to get them to understand that their behaviors, their policies, their failure to lead is actually what's causing so much pain in America? People don't have jobs because of this.
That's right. I think that if we had more certainty about what the tax rules were, then people could plan. Even if they're bad rules, people would be able to plan accordingly and move ahead. But being in limbo is no way to be able to run a business.
Now, folks, just in case you think that Barbara and I are... or maybe a little partisan, or we're a little too, you know, a little too focused on Main Street. Here's the thing you got to remember: tax increases are put in place without any sunset dates. They're in perpetuity. Tax cuts, tax advantages, always come with some kind of a sunset date. Barbara, that tells you about how these people feel about our money, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, I don't think we can ignore it. And you're right. This isn't really a partisan question. Everybody's to blame.
Yeah. And when I say these people, folks, I'm talking about the political class. Right? Not Democrat, not Republican. I'm talking about the political class.
Right. So it's really horrible. So the three, if I could identify some of the key provisions that we're looking for. We're looking to know about the tax credits related to hiring certain special people, like wounded warriors. If we had a credit in place, maybe businesses would be more incentivized to hire those people. Another is the higher write-offs for certain equipment purchases, 50% bonus depreciation, and a higher first-year expense deduction. That may stimulate businesses to buy equipment that maybe they were like on the fence about buying.
Right.
Well, they're sitting on the fence now.
Right.
And thirdly, research. Investing in R&D.
We could go back and listen to the archives right now, Barbara, and how many times have you talked about this research thing, and it doesn't get passed till way into the year. Folks, take a quick break. Right back with Barbara Weltman. More to come after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.